Hymn in Praise of Dakshinamurti, written by Sri Shankara, who is called Bhagavat Pada, the Feet of the Lord, 780 to 812 AD. Dakshinamurti, the non-terrible of Shiva's five faces, it is the form facing south, the one having the ability and kindness to redeem. The universe's reality is like the body's image in a mirror. Because of Maya, though inside, it appears to be outside, like the world seen in a dream. To that one who on waking realizes all this as his own self, without other. To Dakshinamurti, in form of the Guru, this salutation is offered. Originally, this universe is undifferentiated, like the sprout inside the seed. Later, it becomes infinitely and wondrously variegated by the activities of space, time, and thought, creations of Maya. To the one who manifests all this at will, like a magician or a great yogi. To Dakshinamurti, in form of the Guru, this salutation is offered. His lucent vibration, the very essence of being, illumines the scarcely real universe of things and thoughts, and gives it an appearance of reality. To those sheltered in him, he directly imparts the revelation beyond the words, "That thou art." Realizing him, one does not return to this endless sea of movement. To Dakshinamurti, in form of the Guru, this salutation is offered. His awareness is like the light of a great flame inside a clay pot with many openings. It streams out through the eye and other senses, so that this whole world palely reflects that great light and says, "I know." To that Dakshinamurti, in form of the Guru, this salutation is offered. The contending truth seekers hold I to mean the body, the vital energy, the faculties, the ever-moving mind, or the void. In their various delusions, they are like overly body-conscientious women, like ignorant children, like the blind and the foolish. All this is great delusion created by the manifestation of the power of Maya. To one who gathers up this illusion, to Dakshinamurti, in form of the Guru, this salutation is offered. the self withdrawing his faculties into their source, non-knowing, in the state of deep sleep becomes absolute being. Thus veiled by Maya, he is like the sun or moon under eclipse, apparently without illumination. On awakening, he recognizes himself by the idea, "Before this, I slept." To that Dakshinamurti, in form of the Guru, this salutation is offered. Boyhood, youth, and other states of body, wakefulness, dreams, and other states of mind, all these are ever-changing. But there is something unchanging, aware of all states. This resplendent, unchanging principle is within, as the true content of the notion I. To those who earnestly seek, he reveals himself with the hand gesture of supreme wisdom, clarity, and identity. To that Dakshinamurti in form of the Guru, this salutation is offered. Apparently spun round by Maya in the states of waking and dream, he sees a universe of diverse relations, such as product and cause, servant and master, student and teacher, father and son, and the like. Each element apart from, yet relative to the other. To that Dakshinamurti, in form of the Guru, this salutation is offered. The earth, water, air, fire, the sun, the moon, and the individual soul. In these eight forms he shines, and they comprise and cover the universe, moving and unmoving. Nothing exists other than the Supreme Lord. For those who can see all this clearly as his forms only. To Dakshinamurti, in form of the Guru, the salutation is offered. Clearly revealed in this hymn of praise is that you are the self of all. Thus, by listening to this, by pondering it, by meditating upon, and by singing it, you will win lordship over every being and thing, and the peerless glory of all selfhood. Then mastery over the eightfold powers will naturally come of itself, unimpeded. I bow down to the luminous Dakshinamurti, seated on the ground near a banyan tree, directly imparted wisdom to all sages of the three worlds. He is Lord, Master, and Guru, competent to remove the distress that comes from repeating cycles of birth and death. Lo, what is this wonder at the sacred tree's root? Disciples are old, teacher is young. Silence, the only explanation the teacher gives. And all the doubts of his disciples are no more. I worship Dakshinamurti. He reveals the essence of the Supreme Infinite through stillness. He is young, surrounded by groups of aged seers, their minds established in awareness of Brahma. He is master of all teachers. As bliss embodied, his hand held in the auspicious mudra of wisdom, he revels in his own self, his face alight with joy.